CliffCentral.com.
Wow, what a singer, what a song, what a band.
That cardigan actually almost sold as much as the guitar, one of his guitars. Well, to be specific, the cardigan sold for $334,000. The guitar sold for $340,000.
Sure.
Here's the thing, right? If you buy an item of clothing like that, do you wear it?
No. You put it in a box.
Put it in a box.
Especially because it's got stains on it and his hair was greasy and it reeks of depression. It's got depression hormones in it. Put it in a box.
It was even, there are like guitar, cigarette burns in that cardigan.
Wow. Yeah. He really didn't look after his clothes.
Not in the last shame.
Is Courtney Love auctioning it off? Well, does she own it?
I don't know. Sure. But, you know, I've been in a situation once where I was genuinely considering buying memorabilia. And I actually regret not purchasing it.
What was the thing you would have bought?
It was going to be a chair from Oprah Studio.
Oh, and you could have had that in your house.
I could have. And no one was going to sit on it.
Okay, so you wouldn't have allowed.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah, because that's
no one was going to.
No.
That's the question, right? Is like, who can use the chair then?
Oh, I really kicked myself. It was like 4,000 rands. The average price for those.
So is it one of the audience chairs?
Yes. The average price.
The ones that she would go, look under your chair.
Oh my God.
You should have put it in a box high up on the wall with an arrow underneath the chair.
Look, they sold it off so well. It was the chair itself and then it was on a stand and there was a plaque that says one of the 200 and odd chairs.
Damn, how much could you have bought that for?
4,000 rands.
Oh, you should have done it, man.
And do you know what? I'm going to name and shame. It was Greg in this office who lured me away from it.
He told you not to.
He's like, yeah, this is stupid. I shouldn't have listened to him.
No, you should have bought it.
Oh,
yeah.
Imagine your excitement when it arrived at
your house. Oh my God.
And you unpacked it from all the bubble wrap and you saw the little plaque from Oprah.
I'm amazed that you could have got that to ship to South Africa.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson have released their new palette, which is a conspiracy palette.
You have to remind Gareth who these people are, okay?
And Tati, you remember Tati Westbrook?
Yes.
She's released her new palette, and I was actually going to buy Tati's palette. It's like $48 or so.
Okay.
Out of the, you know, when you have to choose your country off of that long ass list, South Africa wasn't there.
Oh, so you can't get it.
And I asked them, and they don't ship here.
Oh.
I'm like seriously disappointed.
That's very sad, Leanne, because I've managed to get
Teddy Westbrook.
I managed to get a marble bust sent here once.
And I can't even just get a makeup palette sent.
Oh, it's very sad that you just maybe on your new laptop you'll be able to.
Maybe.
All right.
It'll know.
The rise, talking about new laptops, the rise of technology has in many ways made everyday life easier and more convenient. But for all the great uses, there are also repercussions. The blue-collar workforce is losing jobs because technology is replacing people. Tasks that were done by low-level professionals are now being performed by inventions like automated toll bots, supermarket tills, assembly lines in factories. Sia, do you remember that supermarket? I think it was a chemist we went to in London.
In London, yeah, with the self-checkout.
Where you don't even need a person. You just scan your stuff and it charges you. You use your credit card and you're done in seconds.
Nice.
It's going to happen here soon. Is it going to be nice though? What happens to all those people? What happens to their jobs? This week, the debating show, The Interchange, asks whether a basic universal income can help fight job losses caused by technology. You can listen to The Interchange on cliffcentral.com or on our app, wherever you get your podcasts. It's made possible by Absa and Simong. Don't miss that. It's bound to be a fascinating discussion. And this is part of season 2 of The Interchange. People have liked it so much, there may even be a season 3.
What will happen to those people? We'll all just have to upskill ourselves. It seems very horrible and harsh
to say, but the old example that they use whenever people talk about this is on the day that the first car arrived, all the horse-drawn carriage drivers didn't just suddenly go and disappear.
Yeah.
You know, they found new things to do. They found new ways to make themselves useful in the economy. And that'll probably happen for people at tills when we eventually get to check in. And check out ourselves. So who knows?
Because otherwise we won't be able to progress as society.
Mm. All right. What else is happening?
I don't know how we're going to progress with it.
What's happening, Tati Westbrook?
Netflix isn't cool.
I'm going to call you Titty Westbrook.
Titty Westbrook ass.
You're welcome to. Welcome to.
All right.
Netflix isn't cool with password sharing anymore.
What do you mean?
Apparently, they are about to crack down on people who share their accounts.
How?
This is going to launch a high-tech war.
Yeah.
Around the world.
This is going to make people really cross. So, in other words, if I had a Netflix account, I could share it with Sia.
Yes.
No, I can't.
For instance,
anymore.
My brother and I share a lot of stuff in terms of that, in terms of like Showmax, Netflix, DSTV.
Right.
And there was a time when Netflix's CEO said password sharing was just something that we'd have to get used to.
And now they've turned around on that.
They've turned around. So now they're all of this is heating up because the streaming wars are heating up, especially with the launch of Apple TV Plus.
Definitely.
Disney Plus next week, future services from HBO and NBC. And there's one fight where they're all on the same side, and that's stopping password sharing, or as it's actually called, piracy.
Yeah, it's called piracy. we have a name for that thing already.
We have to remember that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's smarter ways they can go about this. How about offer a family package, which is just like $5 more than the ordinary price? I think someone who does it well is Apple, because I'm on a family sharing streaming account when it comes to music. So the primary account holder gets to actually download music, but we only get to stream it. And so I don't understand why Netflix has their knickers on or not.
What are you laughing at?
Carl just sent a message to say Leanne. What's wrong with you? Why do you need a whole palette of makeup? Order less and maybe they'll ship it to you.
It's a technical term, Carl.
Not that sort of palette, Carl.
Okay.
Different kind of palette.
I just imagine this huge box, like the size of a shipping container full of makeup. How many pallets?
Thinking I'm going to look beautiful.
You get like a pallet of cigarettes or a pallet of, I don't know, shoes.
Sheep.
Get with the program, Carl.
A pallet. Instead of a palette, we're just like an artist's palette.
Yes.
Okay, I love that. You greedy woman. You want a huge
palette. The whole palette. They won't ship it to me. I wonder why. It's like their world supply.
All right, very good. Hey guys, tell S that she can use this link, aramexglobalshopper.com.
Oh.
Yes, go and try them out.
Are they genuine products? Aramex. Because
no,
I
no,
want...
No, no, Aramex Global Shopper. So what they do is they bring stuff in and they import and export effectively. They
okay, because they would have to go onto Tati's website because that's the only place you can buy it.
Oh, right.
Look,
Let's see.
It was a serious news story, but I laughed through that whole entire insert. You know, this whole makeup craze has teenagers and women, well, men the world over crazy.
Everybody except me.
You know, because like
just me.
Kylie Jenner, she's now a billionaire from her whole makeup range. There were people who were like gunning so much for some of her products that they bought fake products. And when we're talking about lipstick and lip gloss and stuff, some of these people were like pumping the worst type of chemicals into making these fake products. People had like their lips temporarily stuck together.
Because oh my God. Oh my word. That's like
a nightmare.
And
they were trying to talk to news reporters with their lips stuck.
God, that's funny.
It is just bad, but I loved it.
Oh, all right.
Want to talk about more stupid people?
That's always, yeah.
There's this 30-year-old woman in New York. Her name is Maya Autry. Firstly, let's not judge her on her name.
No,
I don't
sure.
think this is my
no,
real
no
name
problem.
At all.
Go on.
And I think, why just even need to arrest her? We should have just let her be. Because she has been making a name out of herself, a name of herself, rather, on social media. By professing that she's an animal lover, professing that she's so connected and close to animals, to the point where she's been popping up at random zoos all over the US and jumping into animal enclosures.
Okay, so she's batshit crazy.
Oh, then let her be. She's just recently been arrested by the NYPD, but I thought, That should have made it more fun for us by actually seeing what would have happened. You can search her on like Instagram. This is where she posts most of her videos. But she's jumped to giraffe enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times she jumps into lion enclosures.
That's not a good thing.
Well, out of for lion who? And giraffe, she should be picking giraffe. But she shouldn't be doing this at all.
Who's it bad for? Why is it a good thing, Gareth? It's not a good thing for her.
No, that's what I mean.
That's why, but it's her decision. So she should just gladly continue on this. There's one of her videos where she jumps into a lion enclosure. Mm-hmm. And you can actually visibly see the lion stunned. I'm like, wait.
The lion's like, what are you, insane?
Look, lady, I'm so shocked. I'm giving you a chance to get out of here now.
And in the video, she walks over to the lion saying, I want to get closer to him. And she says, baby, hi.
Oh, no.
I love you. And then she like dances in front of this lion.
Oh, she's gonna be eaten.
Right?
Yeah, but when the inevitable happens and this girl does get eaten, can we all just agree that no lions are to be shot?
Mm-mm.
Yes, please.
Yeah. But the reason why she was arrested was because, you know, everyone wants to stick on the right side of the law, including the Bronx Zoo, where one of these incidences happened.
I'm going to remind you of my hero Harambe. Let's take a moment to think about Harambe, who was just minding his own business in the gorilla enclosure. Some stupid kid got in there, and then suddenly it was Harambe's fault and he was killed.
Yeah.
No more Harambes. Hashtag no more Harambes.
We don't like that.
If he's a danger, or this woman, she's a danger to herself and others, she should be put in a mental institution.
They should dart her. Dart her.
No, give her what she wants.
She needs medication.
Let her go into these enclosures more and more.
Are you saying let her be eaten?
Yes.
Eaten.
What?
But then the lions will be shot.
No, she's going into the enclosures. So she was arrested this week and charged with 2 counts of criminal trespass, according to the police. But Maya Autry, MYAH, and her surname is AUTRY. Just search her on social media and see what she's been up to. I think she's definitely not well.
Maya Autry, okay, cool. What else is going on?
There is an ancient upright ape, speaking of animals.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
Danuvius. That had human legs and has just been discovered by scientists.
Okay, right. So my imagination just needs to work a bit. Human legs?
Yes. So it suggests that our ancestors started to stand upright millions of years earlier than we thought. I mean, that's huge. So this ape they found the remains of was from 11 million years ago.
All right.
It lived in the humid forests of what is now southern Germany.
Yes.
And its bones bear a striking resemblance to modern human bones. They've concluded that the new species, dubbed Danuvius guggenmossi.
Ooh. Well, it must be a relation to yours then, Gugu. Yeah, that's quite impressive. What do you think?
It could walk on 2 legs, but could also climb like an ape.
Climb and walk on 2 legs?
Yeah.
All right.
So that means that we started walking way earlier than what we thought.
That's amazing. How old's this fossil?
This fossil is 11 million years old. But that's why it's showing that we started standing millions of years earlier than we thought.
Wow, I thought we were still in the trees then.
Exactly.
Damn, you know, our history is pretty damn confusing. If even archaeologists, anthropologists are confused by half of the stuff, and we're discovering more and more.
Keep guessing.
Yeah,
wow.
But we keep discovering stuff which changes the timelines, and you know how it goes. So, it's crazy.
Previous fossil records of apes that stood upright reportedly date back to 6 million years ago.
Right.
So that means that they've added on another 5 years here, 5 million years here.
Sure.
Pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
So the one that they found is, the most complete one is an adult male, likely stood about 3 feet 4 inches tall, weighed 68 pounds, and looked similar to the modern-day bonobo apes.
Okay.
We know those.
Right.
They have sex facing forward.
Yes, that's right.
To each other.
They actually look at each other while they have sex. Most other animals, especially all the other apes, they go only doggy position.
Yes.
Oh, then call me an ape. Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, I had to.
Trying to keep this decent, honestly. Okay.
No one needed those visuals.
No, no. We were having a good time and we're thinking about you in a respectful way. Now people are thinking about you in a filthy way.
I've moved on in my head already.
Filthy animal. Oh, my God.
You can Guggen Mossy me.
Guggen Mossy.
Okay, really.
Danuvius Guggen Mossy.
Do you think Danuvius would be proud of where we are as society today?
No,
as horrified. We're ordering pallets of makeup.
Yes.
And our shooting, biggest problem is sharing Netflix passwords.
No, for sure. He sounds pretty advanced. He might have liked the palette.
Hey, guys, I watched Gugu's episode on first dates the other day. All I could think during the show was, why did Ben get some shit over the years for having a massive head, but no one's brought up the fact that Gugu's head is also massive.
Yes, Gugu does have quite a big head.
A big head. You know that, right? Is your microphone on? No, we can't hear you. You're going to have to come in here. Do you want to defend your head for being enormous? No. You're happy you've got a big head. You think it's got a lot of...
he's not even budging.
He thinks he's got a lot of brains in there.
Oh.
Because, you know, Ben, we used to constantly tease about how enormous his head was. And Ben does have an enormous head. He can't even find a hat to fit his head.
Yeah.
It's difficult for him. It's like one of those big bladders on a stick.
# big head problems. Bladders on a stick.
I don't know.
Wait, what are you looking at? What plan? Wait.
It's like a bladder on a stick.
Okay. Oh, Gugu's now joining in because he can make fun of someone else. Take the floor, Gugu.
Now that you mention it, actually.
I see.
Yeah.
Ben's head is shaped like a hammer. Have you seen it?
It's a big head. He's got a big head. And you've also got a huge big head.
See, you're completely right.
Thank you.
He only came in because he could then bully someone else.
Fun of someone else. Mm.
Get out of here.
When it was about him, he stayed at the back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people have very thin skins and they like to attack. Get out, Gugu.
Gugu, like,
he's laughing a lot.
Gugu, he's actually just...
He thinks this is very funny. Well, there you go.
Unbelievable.
Do you know that when Gugu... Just pass me the headphones that Gugu had on earlier. My God, look at how wide he's had to make fit around his fat, big, huge head. Do you have an extra pillow on your bed? You have one of those memory foam pillows?
We have a continental pillow.
That looks like a crate.
Has your memory foam pillow lost its memory?
Wow. Wow, God. Look, I used to have dreadlocks.
If you fall asleep on a plane, does your neck break when your head falls forward?
Oh, you can't stand the heat now.
Oh, no, you guys.
Oh. But come in here saying how other people have hammerheads.
I got a sombrero you can wear as a cap.
As a fascinator.
No, it's like a bowling hat. They're meant to be so tiny.
It's hilarious.
I'm really trying to not get in on this, but it's just
it's
too
pathetic.
Much.
It is so pathetic.
Oh, gosh.
If you did a somersault, did you just stop once your head hit the ground? You, like, stopped and your feet fell backwards.
While the gymnast next to you carried on flipping. I haven't had this much fun since primary school.
Oh, it's so childish. I love it. All right. Thank you very much. Let's move on.
Look at what has been started. Right. Oh, let's just talk about this because I see it popping up all over the news this week. And I think we are in for more juiciness and juiciness and juiciness.
Oh,
it's sad that out of so much misery, we're still getting so much news. But Whitney Houston's death, man, she will just not rest in peace.
There's a new series out where each week they look at... So the first one was the O.J. Simpson case.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was the death of Whitney's daughter. But it all went into the whole Whitney story.
Horrible story. That Whitney was a real mess at the end, eh?
Yeah, shame. Oh. Sure.
So,
but how her daughter's... death is still being treated as a suspected murder by the family.
Oh. Who in the family?
The whole of Whitney's side of the family.
Meanwhile, Bobby Brown just carries on. Like, life goes on, huh?
Yeah.
He's still living large, having a good time.
Man, it's tough.
I don't think there was very much money left at the end for Whitney. I mean,
she'd already downsized. She'd downsized, and they were living in a townhouse complex.
No, but there was, I think, a substantial amount because, you know, she was never in like ridiculous amounts of debt. And remember when she passed away, I think it was about 2 years into her comeback. So she had released her last album and was really, really successful. There was like I Look to You as the leading single. There was Million Dollar Bill as so.
And
she
this
was,
is while she was hoovering up huge amounts of cocaine,
vacuuming it up with a coucher, strong vacuum cleaner.
Jesus, good thing Gugu doesn't have a coke habit with that head because he could also take a massive fat time.
No. So Whitney's best friend, Robin Crawford,
here we go,
is releasing a book.
I'll bet.
And Robin Crawford is publicly lesbian, and they were friends for many, many years, she and Whitney. Mm-hmm. And even while Whitney was still alive, there were those rumors that they might be in a relationship.
Okay.
And so Robin is now releasing all of those details. In a new book. Her book is called A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston. And she writes about her physical relationship, that's how they describe it, with Whitney.
Okay.
Which she says ended over worries about how it would affect Houston's career. And then this is just a part of what she released in her book. She says,
no one would be upset if Whitney was maybe bisexual or also a lesbian. I don't think anyone would care. I mean...
Except her mother.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Her mother, even Sissy. Still to this day, Sissy Houston says, no, no, no. Robin is a liar. This is not it at all. But this is what Robin says. As we eased out of it, our eyes locked. My nerves shot up. And my heart beat furiously.
Wow.
Something was happening between us.
That's beautiful.
We never talked labels like lesbian or gay. Mm. We just lived our lives. And I hoped it could go on that way forever.
Beautiful.
Ooh.
She drowned in the tub.
Oh, Leanne.
It's the truth.
Stay in the romance of it all.
I can't help it.
Drowned in the tub.
Do you guys believe this? Do you think Robin is just like trying to get her own check or what?
Well, she's waited a long time. So maybe there are two reasons that you would take this long. Whitney died a few years ago now. So it's, you know, there's some water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons that she might be doing. Number one. She really did have a deep and meaningful relationship with Whitney, and she was respectful enough to wait until the dust settled and it didn't look like she was coming in on her life.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people who've been involved with someone famous, they don't always want to bring it up immediately after because they give the family some space, et cetera, et cetera. Second thing is she could be running low on cash reserves at the moment, and she's looked to this as an opportunity for her to make some money. And... then you got to ask if it's true or not.
Yeah.
But I suppose the only person who would know besides her is Whitney, and Whitney's dead. So if you're a big Whitney Houston fan, you'll probably run and grab this book.
Yeah. But and even not for the alleged romantic relationship, I think Robin was someone who was in Whitney's life for so many years. Like, they first met each other when they were teenagers back in 1980. So just for the Whitney life stories, I think... there's merit in reading it. But Robin is a great writer. Do you want some more?
Yeah, go on. From the book? I like the way she described that eyes locking, and it's very sexual. Yeah, yes. I like that.
In the book, Robin describes a physical relationship and the first time she says they touched each other. She writes, caressing her and loving her felt like a dream.
Yes.
Sorry, I can't.
What, you're not into this? Come on, Leanne, where's your romantic...
Robin writes that Whitney told her she tried cocaine for the first time at age 14 and would often tell her, cocaine can't go where we're going, but always said she wasn't ready when Robin pushed her to quit or seek help. Finally, in the year 2000, Robin thought, it's best... for me to separate myself from Whitney. And on that hard decision, Robin says, I felt my insides shattering.
Oh, that's unbelievable. She's a good writer.
She is.
I'd buy this just, even if it's a work of fiction. It's
just
good.
For the drama.
It's good writing.
This is great.
Good. Speaking of Whitney, Britney is completely losing it on Instagram. Apparently, Britney Spears her career is completely finished and over, and she's behaving really badly on Instagram.
Oh, so dear.
Don't know if anyone wants to look into that.
I'm a fan. I'll definitely look into it.
It's amazing how when these celebrities spiral into, you know, misery, like everybody hops on them again. No one's talked about Britney for a couple of weeks, right? Maybe months, years.
Yeah.
And suddenly we hear that shit's going down with her, and then we want to hop on board. All right. Tabiso says he's listening live from Zurich a few days after I found this article about the worst jobs in the world. I thought you should know about it. And then there are a bunch of really terrible jobs. I think we're going to have to leave that for next week and look at it because we have guests here. I'm going to bring in Mpumi, who is from the Real Housewives of Johannesburg, as well as her manager. They're both going to pop in and we're going to talk to them. She is an upcoming South African actress, influence, and businesswoman. She's married to IT mogul Isaac Mopatlane. She's just joined the Real Housewives of Johannesburg this season. She calls herself the Queen of Shade. How do you like that?
Ooh.
Have you seen some of the show?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you know.
Bumi, to me, you know, between doing yoga on her lawn.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And then the trainer was trying to make her spend a couple of more minutes doing yoga. Bumi says, oh, no, this is my house.
Oh.
I make the decisions. Oh, really? You can go now.
You can go now. She just dismissed them.
Yes. I love people who are unashamed about it.
Well, so, she's just joined the Real Housewives of Johannesburg for this season. She's bringing everything fabulous, everything fantastic, personality, drive, motivation, and fashion into the show. And look at you. You look fantastic. Are you having a happy time?
Hello. I'm having a very happy time. Thank you so much.
All right. Tell me about this show. You, these other bitches giving you uphill already?
Oh, my goodness. Not as much because I really hold my own, you know?
The queen of shade.
Queen of shade.
We met Crystal K a while ago. She's been in once or twice. She seems also to be full of shade. Is the purpose of the show for you to fight with the other girls? Is that what people are really after?
No, you know what? I mean, the purpose of the show is obviously drama and lifestyle and all these amazing women of Johannesburg and living up their best life.
Uh-huh.
But I have found that, you know what? I formed a sisterhood with these ladies. Of course, I'm beefing with some of them.
Yeah.
But
are you seeing them in your spare time when the cameras aren't there?
A few of them. I have, okay. like last week I had lunch with one of them, but not all of them because I don't think we like each other very much. Ooh. You know?
See, so there's a bit of, what is it mostly? Jealousy? Because I've seen some of these lives that you ladies live and you lead. They're just incredible. Got lots and lots of money, great lives, husbands who mostly aren't even in the picture, which is fantastic.
It delightful.
Gives you lots of room to misbehave. I mean, this is exciting, right?
It is. It is very exciting. The husbands, they never want to be in the picture.
No.
They know these women are crazy, right?
Yeah, right.
And
you said it. Spot on.
Yeah, and yeah, it does get catty a lot.
Uh-huh.
But
are you not worried with a show like this that people are going to know too much about you and they're going to find out where you live and come to your house or approach you in the shops or try to make your life difficult? Or is that part of the excitement for you?
No, actually, I'm not worried because the show does sort of protect you. So they never show your plate numbers. They never show your actual address.
Oh.
They might show like a little part of your house, but they, and you can actually say my husband is off limits. My children are off limits.
Can,
my
right?
dogs, you can. Okay. So you say
your dogs are off limits.
Excuse me. These are very important things.
My dogs are off limits. All right. So you're her manager. What's your name?
Elsie Flinden.
All right. So Elsie, what's your story? I mean, how did you guys meet?
So we actually met on set. We had the Real Housewives shoots at our agency in Arlova.
Yeah.
And from the first time that Mpumi and I met, she just had this really big interest in being an actress. So ultimately after the show now that...
So you got an agency?
Yes.
Okay. What do you guys do? Do you have actors and actresses and models?
Yeah. Models, okay. Singers and dancers. And ultimately what I enjoy doing is working with nobodies and helping them become somebody.
So you're saying Mpumi was a nobody before?
No,
you
met. No. She's an exception because I actually personally manage her, but from an agency point of view, we actually open to aspiring artists. And
all right, let
just
me introduce you to nobody. Gugu, come in here and say hello.
Yeah, yes. Come in. Yes.
Well, he's got a really marketable look, so he looks good from this side.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool, actually.
You like him?
Yeah,
we both do. Gugu. Yeah. They both like you.
Yes.
Okay, so there's potential there. All right, so just tell me, when it comes to this show, are they paying you to be on the show, or Or is there some kind of arrangement that you have to be available to them for a year or 2 years or whatever? What do they make money out of, and what do you get to make money out of? Because these things need to be figured out before the show starts.
Yeah, so we all get paid to be on the show, and we sign a contract. So if they don't want you next year, they'll say, okay, you're not exciting this year, so please don't come back.
So there's pressure for you to keep it exciting.
There is pressure to keep you exciting, you know, and yeah. To have that attention.
Have you got some tricks up your sleeve to keep it exciting?
Yeah. I mean, I think all the wives have something.
Are you thinking of drowning one of the other women?
Well, that's not allowed because, I mean, they can press charges.
Damn. I was like, it's not allowed? Have you considered it? What is going on here?
It's so inconvenient. Have you thought of maybe getting some dog shit in a bag and lighting it, putting it on their front porch, and then running away and hiding behind the wall and watching them come out, and then they go, oh my God, it's a fire! Oh, it's a fire! And they try and stamp it out, and then they get dog shit all over their fancy expensive heels. Word.
No, I've never thought of that.
Please do that in an
that
episode.
Is a plot line.
I would love to see that episode. That would be really exciting. I can't see you filling a bag with dog shit, but you could hire someone to do that.
I could probably hire somebody to do that if they really annoy me.
All right, so when it comes to you guys all being together, obviously, you know, there's some egos at play here. There's some people with some quite sizable opinions of themselves. Is there ever a situation that spills off? Because I've seen these other Real Housewives shows all over the world. Some of these women get quite aggressive with each other. Mm. Are you ever worried about physical threats to your body?
No, because, you know, when you sign the contract, it actually says, do not get physical.
Oh.
Yeah, but as the show goes on, you'll see there is a part where the wives are having dinner and someone throws a glass of champagne
in
Crystal's face.
Yes.
Because she just said something and it just ticked off the other housewife and she lost her cool. I mean, it came very close to being physical, but...
Isn't it amazing how housewife has become something that's like a TV franchise.
It's like an aspiring word now.
Like women want to be, a woman who's taken care of, who can live her life, and she's got the means, and let the husband do whatever the hell he has to do to make money. But being a housewife is now cool.
It used to be something
that people would almost be insulted if you said, John's wife's just a housewife.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm a mom, and I'm looking after the household, and I've got this going on, and I've got that going on. Now... women are embracing the word housewife.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, before housewife, I was actually a housewife, a proper housewife. My husband went home, was at work.
But you never washed dishes or anything.
No, I
didn't.
Looking
at your hands, you never did that.
Yes, girl.
So I do wear that badge with honor, you know, And now with the show, it just gives you like a nice...
Do you ever feel bad that... ordinary and poor South Africans are watching this going, this woman has this extraordinary life and we're so miserable and poor. Do you ever feel bad? Do you feel
I'm doing the dishes
shame?
While I'm watching her on TV.
Be like, I'm going to send round a couple of boxes of Streetwise 5 to some of these other housewives who actually lead these horrible lives.
No, I never feel bad.
No,
I really don't.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's entertainment at the end of the day. And
it's your life.
And it's my life, yeah.
Yeah, that's very... But aren't you lucky?
I am very blessed.
Yeah,
very.
Right. So, all right. What sort of stuff's off limits for you?
You've got three kids.
I've got three kids. Yes.
You let them film the kids?
No. So,
good.
One of the things was my husband does not want to be on the show. The kids are not on the show.
Right.
So it's just they're focusing on me, really.
Because you met your husband when you were pretty young.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
very.
Still in university.
Yes, yes.
And then had the first child like 2 seconds later.
It was quick, yeah.
Just putting it up there.
So are they old enough to watch the show and understand it?
They understand it because they watched season one with me. And so when we're shooting at the house, they saw the women and they were like, oh my gosh, that's Crystal from last year. So they get really starstruck.
So they know them.
Okay.
They know them, so they understand it. But... you know, it does get a little bit PG, so some of the parts I don't let them watch. But they want to see mommy on TV all the time, so they do
watch
sometimes.
Sure, of course. It's very exciting.
Mm.
All right. What do you have to manage in terms of her life, Elsie?
So just basically taking care of her branding and also just bookings and making sure that she's a known brand in media and that we drive her social media so that she can be a follower in the industry.
Is she difficult to manage?
No, not at all. I must be honest. She's extremely humble.
She answers your calls?
Yes, she does. I've got her private number.
She doesn't ignore you while she's tanning outside.
No, not at all. I think the amazing thing is in 11 years of being an agent, I've never personally agreed to manage someone. But we had so much in common, and I just honestly felt that she's so passion driven that I really wanted to get involved in just helping her with that little push to get to the other side, because ultimately now after the show, Mpumi wants to go into being a full-time actress and just developing her career into acting where her passion
lies. Know, in this country, like, acting is horrible, because you the best job you can probably get is a soap, right?
Yeah.
And would you do that? Would you be in a soap opera?
I would do a soap, yeah, okay. For sure.
Because that's regular income. I mean, not that you need it. You got the rich husband, so you don't care. You don't care, right? Does he give you a carte blanche on the credit card? He says, just go crazy. Just don't bother me with the details.
Well, you know, I am a reformed shopaholic.
Oh, well done.
And the church said,
well done to you. How did you manage to reform?
Gosh, I mean, through like talks with him, and he would sit me down and say, listen, you went overboard today. Oh, it's not, you know, so.
Those 23 talks. Louis Vuitton handbags are necessary.
Yeah. Unnecessary. Do you need another bag this week? You just bought one last week, so. Wow. No.
Do you have a big dressing room?
I've got a big dressing room.
Big
I
closet,
do.
Huge.
Closet
big,
full
yeah,
of shoes
yeah.
and
Lots
bags.
Of shoes. Yeah,
and,
imagine.
Yeah.
Must be amazing.
Leanne, how big is your closet?
I've got two shelves of shoes stacked on top of each other. I'm wearing my cleanest ones today.
I've got one closet for shoes, and there's like six rows on top, and it's all Skechers.
Yeah.
All right. So you. I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you, poor people.
You did ask.
I was busy talking to him. No, I didn't see her ask. I would never.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm still living out of my suitcase.
This is exciting, huh? This is cool. All right. People must love the show, so you're already getting recognized. People are bumping into you on the street, and they're talking to you in the shops.
Yeah.
And is that a good feeling? You're enjoying it?
It's a good feeling, but it's also very weird, because I went to like my local supermarket the other day, and all of a sudden I heard Mrs. Mops. And I'm thinking, what? It's just weird, you know? And yeah, it's a cool feeling, but it's weird.
They call you Mrs. Mops,
huh? They call me Mrs. Mops,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's respectful. And just say, hi, Pumi. You're like, excuse me,
don't
I wasn't
so
talking
familiar.
To you.
Yeah. All right. Does it make it difficult for you, though, to shop and to catch planes on time and that kind of thing?
No, because it's just like a simple hello and a quick picture. Yeah. So it doesn't really
are
make it.
Are you fussy about the pictures? Do you like people to take them from a certain angle?
Well, the other day I was fussy because I was wearing like my tracksuit pants. And I was
like,
wearing...
For the brand, this is very bad.
I know, and this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
How could you allow this as her manager? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Outrageous.
They were probably fancy tracksuit pants.
Yeah,
they were Louis Vuitton's,
decent.
I guess.
They were decent tracksuit pants, but, you know, I'm always in heels, and I'll always look the part.
Okay.
So I got caught off guard, you know, because sometimes I do like to be, you know, chilled out.
Sure, of course. So Sia was telling me about how you just dismissed a yoga instructor once on the show. When people come to your house and you've hired them to, I don't know, be your personal trainer or your yoga instructor or whatever, and they irritate you, just tell them, enough of you, out.
Be gone.
Be gone. Like Marie Antoinette, you chase them off the property.
No, actually,
no?
Simon, who's my yoga instructor, he was just like trying to do the most. And I was tired at the time, so I was like, no, you know what? This is my house now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I'm done.
How dare you. Well, the show airs on Magic TV Channel 103 on DSTV every Friday at 7 o'clock. It is currently airing its second season. Can you believe that? The show is developed as an international installment of The American. Do you like The American show?
I love them.
Yeah? Do we watch
New
that?
New York, Atlanta, Orange County. Those are my favorites.
Some mean bitches there.
Yeah, they're so mean. They're hectic.
Yeah, South African women are not as mean as that.
No, actually pretty nice compared to them.
We should be proud of that, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to be as horrible as those women.
No, exactly. No, they get catty.
Terrible. So, of course, the first installment of the franchise set in Africa is in Johannesburg, and The Real Housewives of Johannesburg focuses on the personal and professional lives of several women living in Johannesburg. Who do you think is on the top of the pile in terms of the housewives of Johannesburg at the moment? And if you're not at the top, who do you need to unseat to get there?
So right now, Letao.
Give us a ranting. Not a ranting, a rave. A ranking.
A ranking, okay.
A ranting and raving.
A ranting, raving, and ranking.
Let's go with those.
Well, yeah. Right now, people love Letao. She calls herself LaJoy.
Oh.
Yeah. And, okay. I mean, because she speaks to Betty on the show, and that's all she speaks. So a lot of her Betty followers just love that.
Okay. And she doesn't speak to any of you in any other languages?
She speaks in English when we have to do the diaries and the confessionals. But a lot of it is in Betty.
Okay.
And then I'd say I'm number two. Okay. I don't. They call me Johannesburg's darling. I don't know why, but I'll take
all
it.
Right. Go for it. Yes. All right.
And then they don't like Crystal for some reason. I mean, everybody's like throwing jabs about her eye and why she's squint and stuff like that, which is like below the belt.
Have they said anything shit about you?
Well, I hope not, but I think in the future they will, because I mean, it's only four episodes in.
What are you going to do to prevent people from saying shit things about Mpumi here? Come on, you're a manager.
You know, the thing is, I think that when people actually meet her, they get to see that she's extremely humble, and they get to see the real person, not the reality TV show.
I wouldn't say extremely humble.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise she wouldn't be on TV.
I mean, like, extremely humble, but her cat fights are not as aggressive as those others on the show. And I think ultimately for me, just the way that she presents herself to the public is extremely important. Your personal life and your public life has to be very close together. So my advice to Mpumi is to be as real in public as you are at home. So don't try and live two different lives.
Wouldn't it be fun if we got Mpumi and, let's say, Crystal, for example, into an octagon and got them to fight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Like a physical fight?
Like a fight, like a proper
fight. What is wrong with you?
No way.
We had them together in drama training in our studio, and that went very well. So we're going to have to get them really angry to get that going.
Maybe they should race expensive cars against each other.
I'm on for that.
All right.
Yeah,
no,
that's not bad.
Fun.
I'll do that.
So, all right. You two are welcome to hang around. We don't need to chase you out anytime soon. Stick around. But George Meany is here. He's the CEO of Auto Trader. He's here to give us an update on motoring and the lifestyle around motoring. How are you, George?
Good, and you?
Good. Have you met Mpumi? Have you met Elsie? Well, here they are.
Yes, our guests. Also being
you met Leanne, though. You know Leanne.
Yeah, plenty. He knows me. Good old me.
Yeah. I'm seeing you this afternoon, I think.
Oh, wow.
11 o'clock.
Is it 11
George,
o'clock?
That's what's that all
have
about?
A meeting.
Oh, you have a meeting.
We have a meeting.
Hmm. You want to tell us about that?
Business meeting. It's about the Formula K business park and the track.
Very good. How exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
All right, so George, what's going on?
Well, Ford has announced a special automotive hub boost to our local economy. They're going to create about 7,000 jobs. So they're creating this big park or area where secondary services to the manufacturing plants can put up their businesses.
Yeah, Cyril's very excited about this, and we all should be, because any investment in the country should be welcomed, especially at this time. Good
so they're targeting 70,000 jobs to start off with 7,000. So I think that's brilliant.
Right.
And then South African vehicle sales. VW is the local automaker that is exporting the most amount of cars out of the country. Not because the rand is getting weaker, but they built and exported 12,182 cars last month, which I think is phenomenal.
How many?
12,182.
Okay.
So close on their heels is Mercedes-Benz.
What are you driving here, Mpumi? What do we got in the garage at the moment?
I drive a G-Wagon.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Fucking excuse me. All right, what do you got, Elsie?
Mine's just a wagon.
320 diesel.
Okay.
BMW.
All right.
So Mercedes-Benz versus BMW.
George,
what do you
think here?
Well, G-Wagon. G-Wagon, not bad.
And what do you think of Leanne's actual ox wagon?
At least it's not horse-drawn.
Well, this is actually.
It's got horsepower.
All right.
Pony power.
And the BMW, are you a fan?
It's the new 320 diesel. Mm.
No, BMW's good. BMW. It's the most searched for car on AutoTrader, so.
It is.
Yeah.
Very
there
exciting.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Most searched for car on AutoTrader. I'm afraid the G-Wagon isn't up there.
I think it's actually where I went to go and find it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Only celebrities drive G-Wagons.
That's very true. Yeah. I don't think the Kardashians do. anymore.
No, I don't think the Kardashians have been behind the steering wheel of a car since Bruce Jenner killed that woman.
Oh my word.
Stay away from that. Really, they know, they have drivers.
Okay. Then Kia is launching a new SUV for South Africa called the Kia Seltos, which is quite a nice looking car, actually. It doesn't look bad.
Yeah, it's a horrible cute. Name, but it is cute. Do you like it?
It's very cute.
I think for the au pair, that's so cute.
Sia's actually just wet himself.
This is a G-Wagon minus one.
Maybe the scrubbing woman in the scullery can have one.
The one who de-stomachs the chickens.
Yeah, the one who cooks that shit that you say, I close the door.
The one that washes the dishes.
Yeah. All right, so what's it called? The Seltos.
The Seltos, the Kia Seltos, which I think it looks pretty good. I'm curious to see it in the flesh. And then I'm not a MotoGP fan. Do you watch the MotoGP?
No.
No, but I might just watch it next year because South African Brad Binder has been selected for the KTM Red Bull team for the 2020 MotoGP season. He's currently riding in Moto 2, and he's in the top three. He won Moto 3, and you know, we'll have a South African in a very big sport, I think, in 2020.
Fantastic. Okay, so we've got to watch that from next year.
I agree.
All right.
And then the last story, which is probably the most exciting one. I don't know if you've heard, but King Swati the third has bought all of his wives 10 million rand Rolls Royces.
That's right.
And they're not G-Wagons.
Wow. And the people of Swaziland are so furious that they have picked up their pitchforks and they're actually storming the palace. They were complaining. In fact, Manzini and Baban both ground to a halt this week as strikes took place. People are furious that this guy, this asshole, frankly, is buying these extremely expensive cars while people in this country are dirt poor. What do you think of that?
Absolutely starving. Wow.
I mean, are you going to take the king's side?
No, definitely not. Oh. That's like unnecessary. Rolls Royce, that's a bit much.
You think it's a bit much?
It's a lot.
How many wives does he have?
Oh, 15 apparently.
Wow.
15 Rolls Royces. Nice.
At least 15 wives. But
have you seen the video of them driving from the airport into the palace?
No, but I've seen the pictures of these trucks with the Rolls Royces on them.
Yeah, sure. They look very, very
They're
nice.
They're like bubble wrapped.
Right. Well, okay. Well, you see then suddenly your G-Wagon doesn't look so
That's
bad.
That's nothing compared, yeah.
There we go. Now you look like a woman of the people.
You need an upgrade?
I'm so sorry. You know, we didn't bring you here to humiliate you with the king's cars.
The king's
Swaziland.
Cars. I have to go back to my husband and ask for a Rolls Royce.
I think so. This is what, you know what? That's your plan for Friday afternoon. You just make sure when he gets home today, honey, we need to talk.
We need to talk.
I'm no longer reformed.
I've gone back to my old ways.
All right. What a pleasure to meet you, Mpumi.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you too.
Thank you.
Elsby. And Leanne Moll, very nice of you to pop by this morning.
It's a pleasure.
It's terrific. And, thank you so much, George Meany.
You're welcome.
All right. Gugu, nice. Sia, nice. Everybody else, very good of you to join us today. We will see you on Monday at 6 o'clock, bright and early. Have an excellent weekend. And blah, 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 blah. Very nice. Okay. Have a happy time, everyone. CliffCentral.com.